You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Good morning, theater lovers, and happy April 20th. I'm Mark Peikert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you are listening to Today in Theater History. The Long Days opened in 1951 for a short spell. Frances Starr played a domineering mother who drives her husband and three sons to drink. She tossed her meddlesome daughter-in-law into an asylum, and one night accidentally kills the one lush who is loyal to her. It ran three performances at the Empire Theater. Five-time Tony Award winner Julie Harris made her final Broadway appearance in 1997's revival of The Gin Game, which opened tonight at the Lyceum Theater. Charles Durning co-starred for 145 performances, and Harris earned her 10th Tony nomination for it. Emlyn Williams' Night Must Fall, which opened on March 8, 1999 at the Lyceum Theater, reopens tonight at the Helen Hayes. The production was scheduled to close April 11th, but star Matthew Broderick decided to stay on with the show. The thriller focuses on a charming man who may or may not carry a severed head in a hatbox. American Idiot, based on the Grammy Award-winning rock album by Green Day, opened at the St. James Theater in 2010. John Gallagher Jr., Michael Esper, and Stark Sands starred as three friends who attempt to escape from suburbia. Following a 2009 London premiere, the musical stage adaptation Sister Act, featuring a score by Alan Menken and Glenn Slater, opened in 2011 at the Broadway Theater. Bettina Miller made her Broadway debut as a singer on the run who transforms the lives of a convent full of nuns when she hides out among them. Two off-Broadway shows from the 90s made it to Broadway in 2014 when Janine Tesori and Brian Crawley's musical Violet, starring Sutton Foster, opened at the American Airlines Theater, and the Daniel Radcliffe-led The Cripple of Inishman opened at the Court Theater. Opera star Renee Fleming made her Broadway debut in Living on Love at the Long Acre Theater in 2015, and in 2017, Bette Midler returned to Broadway in Hello, Dolly! At the Schubert Theater. She and the revival earned Tony Awards. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.